Worlds and Robots episode. Roy, do you want to hear something hilarious? Okay. All right, listen. You know how that guy Donald and the rest, they sent that cute anime girl wall scroll?
Yeah.
They had no idea what it was from.
Seriously?
Okay, apparently it was a gift to them from another relative, you know? And they're like, oi, what am I going to do with this? You know, but it was cute and whatnot. But apparently, neither the person that bought it for them or Donald themselves knew that it was part of this, like, lewd genre of anime.
Oh, God. Yeah, some anime is weird like that. Like, on the surface, it's really cute, and then you get, like, 10 minutes into it, and you're like, what the hell?
I mean, it's all good, though. You know, just kind of feel bad, because I was all like, oh, thank you for the cute girl from this weird anime, and they actually took the time to write a letter explaining all this, and then apologizing, just in case it caused a problem, you know, like, within the household.
Oh, really?
Yes, I mean, it was, like, really nice of them, you know? So, to Donald and the rest, no worries.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, honestly, we had no idea who the character was until Begley did some digging, okay? So, you're not the only one who was like, oh.
She is still cute, though.
Yes.
Yes, she is. So now, it hangs on the wall with a fun backstory that goes beyond its mature content.
You know, not for nothing, that's happened to me a couple of times when I've gotten gifts for people. Usually, when people are like, oh, I like spooky movies. And then I, like, gift them a Blu-ray of Rob Zombie's House of a Thousand Corpses. And then they're like, why did you give me this crap? And I gotta be like, yo, you said you like spooky movies. And then they gotta explain, I meant, like, Vincent Price spooky, not chop up your friends spooky. You gotta be clear. And now you know. Yeah. Donald also sent a tip, like, actual money in the mail because they felt bad for some reason. Honestly, hey, there's no need to feel bad. Don't worry, I don't think you're weird or anything. It's an honest mistake that could happen to anybody. No harm done. Anime is deceptively cute. As far as I'm concerned, you're all generous humans and I appreciate everything you've done.
Me too! And me! I ate all the tasty pencils. They were delicious.
Ugh.
Oi, guess what episode this is? That's right, it is episode 69. So, we should probably talk about catgirls.
What?
Get out. No, hear me out. Right, I was playing Genshin Impact. And they have those hangout quests, you know, they're kind of like dating sims.
Yeah, the quest where you complained that they were too wholesome and all you did was help Noelle study for some night's exam and had non-alcoholic drinks with Barbara, the nun.
Too soon, mate, right? But recently, I unlocked a hangout quest for Diona, the cute cat girl that works as a bartender in a cat tavern.
Oh my God, can you be any more anime? Well, I mean, no, because I'm English, you know?
We have limits, mate! Anyway, I gotta say, I did not have a good time. Diona is, like, very temperamental and shouty, and I'm like, oi! Cat girls should just want head pats and such, not like having me run around the land seeking out beverage ingredients and sobering people up. I mean, what am I doing in this game?
It's almost like you're wasting your time or something.
And then there's this quest for some magical teapot, where it's like a little world inside of itself, where you can then build things and craft, and I say to myself, I do not want crafting! Please, why does every game have crafting as some sort of filler mechanic? Don't pad your games with work.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like crafting and gathering materials, but yo, when I have free time to play a game, I don't want to waste hours harvesting wood to build a shack that will get destroyed in 10 minutes.
Crafting is for people who have time. We have no time.
That's why I never got into Minecraft. Like, it's a good game and everything, it's very creative and all that, but I'm like, I just don't have the time.
I know. I mean, I'll play Minecraft dungeons and such, but I don't want to have to craft an axe and then batteries for water wells. I mean, come on. Also, farming is something I do not enjoy because I can never grow a carrot.
Oh my God. Oh, jeez. Yeah, like planting seeds and growing food in game and then having to harvest it? I mean, if I had the time to grow food, I would do it in real life. Yeah, like all those survival game mechanics that are getting tossed into MMOs and RPGs. They don't need to be there. Like base building in Assassin's Creed. Why? And this is why I tend to stick with indie games like Slormancer. It's still in early access, but has a humorous yet spooky vibe. So those into kind of top-down, dungeon-crawlery type things with decent spooky pixel art, give it a look. Soundtrack is pretty cool, too. Boy, speaking of games... Oh, jeez, is this a lewd game thing again? No. You'd actually be very proud of me. Remember, there was Coralness, the one with the generosity. I thought that was Mr. Maze or Asperatu or... there's a lot, right? Just Coralness for now, okay? Maybe Mr. Maze, them, the two... Okay, listen, you know what? How they gave us money to get those, like, puzzly anime games and whatnot I talked about last time? Yeah, and you wanted to get something more classy, like Gun Gun Pixies or Gal Gun or something? Well, yes, but I decided to put that generosity towards something even more classy. What, League of Maidens? Well, I mean, no, that's a free-to-play, you know? I got Persona 4 Golden. What, really? Yes, it was on sale on Steam because of the Games from Japan sale. I resisted the urge to buy Gun Gun Pixies and raised the bar for Persona 4 Golden. I got the one with the soundtrack. Congratulations on thinking with your larger head. The one with brains, I mean. Yeah, speaking of people using their brains, we got more gifts. Not just any gifts. We never just get any gifts, do we? We've got, like, backstories to them now. But yes, we got movies and Phony got a thing. We'll get into that. I go first, for I got a gift that was addressed specifically to me by Lucifer, a supporter on Patreon. So, Lucifer supports us on Patreon. Not quite sure I'm comfortable with that. He said Lucifer. Fear. Oh, okay. Pilsy mumbles sometimes and is fairly difficult to understand if you haven't noticed, alright? I mean, even YouTube's automatic subtitles can't save him. Hey, my audible words are for the ears who understand my brain twists, okay? Not the robots of them, just algorithms and sock stealing. So there. I think I agree with half of that. So, alright, go on. What was your gift? A Blu-ray of Weepo, the genetic opera. It's a musical gothic-y thing where organ transplants are scarce. And if you get one and you miss your payments, they take it back. They repo it, they go in there and they take your kidney, and they say, oh, I'm re-gifting this. Yeah, that's kind of grim, isn't it? But it's got a sing-along video, and bonus content, and commentary from Paris Hilton. Can she even speak? Well, she did learn her lines. Wait, didn't you have that movie already? I did, but it was DVD, and that low-res trash has no place in my collection! So thank you, Lucifer, for the high-def goodness of organ repossession. I must say, it does feel odd thanking Lucifer for gifts. But yes? Lucifer, jeez. Okay, me next, alright? You know how I like baby metal. Are we ever gonna get through a podcast without you mentioning baby metal, anime, quote-unquote, plot, or dating characters in a video game? Well, I mean, I don't get out much, mate. Anyway, let me give you a backstory, alright? Well, here's the thing. It came from a faraway land, Belaris. What? That sounds some, like, mythical land from a sci-fi movie. Oh, they came from planet Belaris. Yeah, where is that? I think it's like a landlocked country that borders Russia, which I was like, oh, what is this? Then I thought, oh no, it could be something weird, because you know how we were talking about the anime with quote-unquote plot and the lewd gift loophole a few podcasts back? Yeah. And this thing, it was addressed specifically to me from someone named Robert. But originally, it came from someone named Snejana, which I apologize for the mispronunciation. Go on. So, I'm like, alright, we talked about the lewd gift loophole, and it's from the border of Russia, and I've Jermaine standing right there like, what's in the box? Sounds scary. So, right, so before I open it, I was like, oi,
I have no idea what's in this. It could be some weird bouncy anime, and she was just like, yeah, it's probably some lewd anime or something. Just keep your door closed and clean up after you're done. Wait, what? You know, I know you're all down on Jermaine and such, but she has an incredibly open mind when it comes to the lewd gift loophole. I'm not sure that's a good thing, and don't push your luck. But regardless, I slowly open it up, peeling back little bits of the package, expecting to see anime jiggliness from the borders of Russia. But inside was something better. Better than jiggliness? Oh, that must be food. It's a baby metal Blu-ray! Wembley Stadium, mate! 2016! So, you classify baby metal higher than jiggly anime? Well, I mean, yeah. I went over this last time, you know, I kind of lean more towards cute or classy, you know, and baby metal have this super cute, dark, heavy quality about them that just, you know, it just ticks off all the boxes, mate. You don't need lewd when you have unbearably cute. Kind of cancels it out, you know? Wait, so cute cancels lewd. Explain how. Well, I mean, cuteness is just a nice thing, you know? It's like, there. There's nothing sexual about it. It's just visually pleasing. You know, like flowers or cute kittens, you know? And personally, I find that more appealing than lewd, because lewd you can find anywhere these days. Nothing special about it, right? Fun to watch and such, but, you know, just there.
I must say, your brain works in odd ways.
Well, alright, cuteness is an art. Lewdness, well, I mean, that's just humans being humans, you know?
Explain.
Well, alright, to be cute, there's a multiple of factors, you know, hair, makeup, clothes, maybe cosplay, mannerisms, speech. It all takes an insane amount of effort. Kind of like, those geishas in Japan, you know? Lewd is just like, hey, I have bosoms and a butt, look! It's kind of like minimal effort, you know? What? Well, alright, it's like anime. I appreciate a well-animated scene, rather than just some static fan service image that slowly moves across the screen, you know?
Ah. Interesting.
So, thank you, Robert, for the awesome Blu-ray! The quality is amazing! And I'll have to reiterate, oi, the quality of a Blu-ray or 4K disc is so much better than streaming! It is a huge difference! Seriously, if there is a movie you like out there, try to pick up a Blu-ray or 4K disc and really sit and enjoy it. The picture quality and sound is so much better.
Agreed. And thank you, Robert, for not sending anything weird.
I still was really nervous opening it up in front of Jermaine, though.
And was it Robert who sent it or Snedjana?
I'll have to assume it's Robert, because we only have, like, 6 fans in the Russian area of the world.
Huh. Josie!
What?
We need more fans in Russia!
Then, you should be a rock band from the 80s.
Ah, dude, that's rude. But an acceptable form of sarcastic rebuttal.
You're welcome.
And now, for the greatest gift of all.
Cheese crunchies?
No.
Perfectly balanced anime that has a healthy balance of both cuteness and fan service?
No. More baby metal.
No. A breakfast cereal that tastes like nachos?
No!
Everyone, shut up!
Bulls.
You know how the Fat Carrot got the title Sir by DJ Goldie? Yeah, kinda still a bit out of shape about that. Sir Pumpkin Guy! Bullocks. Yeah, well, the power of Foamy compelled someone whose name isn't on this awesomeness. I have an idea who sent it, but there's no name to confirm who sent the gift. I need names! Anyway. The power of Foamy compelled a most generous individual to purchase, in my name, a plot of land through Highland Titles in Glencoe, Scotland.
What?
Okay, listen. Highland Titles manages a nature reserve where folks can literally buy plots of land to secure that land, preserving it from being wrecked by typical human nonsense. It's freaking awesome.
You now own land in Scotland?
Yep, a plot of land in Glencoe Wood.
You own wood. Wood is useful.
Alright. But here's the even cooler thing, okay? Aside from preserving nature, supporting a nature reserve, and all that stuff humans should be doing anyway, yo, I, by owning land in Scotland, can now use the title Lord of Glencoe.
So wait, legally, you have the title Lord now. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Lord Foamy of Glencoe,
Take that, you fat carrot! This isn't a joke! Someone made you a Lord of Glencoe!
Yes, but more importantly, yo, they saved a little bit more of nature. So, thank you, person who did not add a name to the thing that was delivered. It's an insanely humbling gift that not only helps others enjoy nature, but nature itself. And not a lot of people take the time to do that. So again, thank you for supporting nature and bestowing upon me the title Lord of Glencoe.
This isn't a joke! This isn't a joke.
No, I actually have an ID card now. See?
Wait, so the pumpkin guy gets the title, sir? You're now a lord?
And what am I?
What am I?
You're Harem Master Begley.
Yeah, but, I mean, what does that even mean? It's not official.
Fine. As Lord Foamy of Glencoe, I do hereby bequeath to you the title Harem Master Begley. You now have the responsibility of saving all anime waifus across the lands. It is your duty.
Well, I mean, I guess that's kind of official, right? I mean, it came from a lord. Do I get a title?
Oh, God, yeah, Sir Twitchy of Yonkers.
Oh, I grew up there! Thank you.
Again, thank you for supporting nature in Scotland. And you know what I can do?
What?
I checked their website. Yo, you can adopt animals there as well, providing food and shelter for them. And it's only like $40. Dude, you can help out a Scottish wildcat, a hedgehog, red squirrels, and bats.
Oh, we should adopt a bat.
Dude, there's squirrels. Red squirrels ain't doing so well in Europe right now, bro.
That's because the gray squirrels were introduced to Europe, and they are just janking things up for the red squirrels.
Exactly. Besides, the tall blue lady that hangs out with the fat carrot, she can adopt the bat. That's more her speed. Gamers are already going to gravitate towards the hedgehogs. And who doesn't like cats? So for me, red squirrel. Besides, they send you an adoption certificate. And for those listening, no, this isn't a paid advertisement. I was literally gifted a plot of land from someone who didn't give me their name through Highland Titles. I had no idea this thing even existed, but now I do. So I can now help out other squirrels,
and bats, and Sonic!
Excuse me. I was wondering, do I get a title?
Yeah, the Wicked Glitch of the West, okay?
But I live on the East Coast.
But most of your programming and bits did originate in Silicon Valley in the West.
So, you know, it does kinda work.
Josie, Wicked Glitch of the West. I don't think I care for that.
Well then, stop being a glitch.
I see what you did there.
Anyway, thank you, oh nameless one, for saving nature and imparting that wisdom to the masses, through me, that the ability to be a little bit more proactive in nature conservation is something you can all do. Stop ruining it.
And thank you, Robert, for the Baby Metal Blu-ray. The collection grows! I'll now have three. And thank you, Lucifer, for the musical about taking back organs from deadbeats who don't pay their bills.
Yeah, pay your bills or we're gonna repossess your spleen! We're out! I gotta go adopt some squirrels and toss them on my land in Scotland!
Boy, can you make those squirrels pay you rent?
What?
Well, I mean, they'd be living on your land, as it were, you know? Could you ask for rent? You know, maybe make a bit of money on the side?
Dude, it's a nature reserve. You get paid in not having to see broken-down malls and hipsters.
Alright, fair enough.
Support nature by keeping humans out of it! Thank you, everyone! Be well, stay safe. Donald, you're awesome. Everyone else, adopt a red squirrel in a nature reserve. Not in your house.
Well, maybe adopt a bat or Sonic.
No, it's not actually. The hedgehogs for adoption aren't actually Sonic.
They're Sonic! Let me pretend!
Whatever makes you happy, dude.
I am Sir Twitchy of Yonkers! I say serve Sonic!
Jeez!
The title has already gone straight to his head! He's mad with power!
And I'm just mad. Later, everybody! Be safe, stay well, I don't know, don't drown in your toilet.
What?